Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports. I'm Beth, a.k.a. B. Drew, joined by my awesome cousin, Cousin Linda. And it is Sun Friday.
I want to hold some points up front before a call that does that. Finally, make sure the annual fees were approved.
Something. I heard some background noise. Let's see.
A credit card.
Oh, that's me.
Oh, okay. Oh, so we're ordering food? We're ordering dinner? What are you doing?
No, I'm sending you some information from our discussion yesterday on travel credit cards.
Oh, please. Thank you. Thank you. And share with the listening audience also. If you all, we're going to have fun today. We're not going to talk all that depressing stuff, unless it's just absolutely breaking news. Wow, I guess Cousin Linda's going to start off sharing some more information from our show discussion on Travel Thursday, and travel is in the talk today. Oh, my God, talking about foodie and fun day. One of my neighbors have her own, what is it called, Cousin Linda, short order food business at her home, and oh, my God. You're talking about pan trout when you come back to Jackson. Her pan trout, seltzers, catfish, and burgers. And I have a burger, and I also bought a two-piece and fries meal. And it's a lot. Not even I can eat it all. So I'm eating, like you, in portions. I thought I would be greedy and eat it all, but only $10, and I got the burger for like an extra $5. So I'm finishing up on that meal. So shout out to the entrepreneurs, and shout out to the chain restaurants, shout out to mom and pop businesses all around the world. Just a shout out. You're doing the thing. If you're doing it from your home, or if you're doing it from your business, just shout out doing it and feeding us. And like Cousin Linda and I always talk about, Cousin Linda talked about it yesterday, customer service. your make sure your food is on point and your customer service. I mean, her business out of her home is just amazing. Her customer service and making sure that I'm satisfied and everything. So, you know, it doesn't cost a lot. It does cost a lot if you don't treat your customers good. It does, because like Cousin Linda, she's not one to complain. She just won't come back. And so a lot of customers are like that. They just won't show up. They just won't entertain you and give you their money. So let's talk food and fun. And Cousin Linda want to help us with travel credit cards. Let's talk. And I know in the description I discussed the arrival of spring, but it's warm here and rainy here. I think it's the same in Dallas. I think you all been getting some bad weather. But I know spring is not in other places like Colorado. So definitely praying for those of you that are snowed in. Okay. I'm on my soapbox like Cousin Linda, like Cousin Linda always states.
Uh-huh. Yep. You were saying that two-piece pan trout meal was so filling. That sounds really good. I hadn't had pan trout. I don't think they know what pan trout is over here, especially in my neighborhood. And I would love to be eating some pan trout right about now. And a nice ice cold Coca-Cola.
Ooh. I'm drinking bottled water, but yes, a good Coca-Cola. That's what I usually get when I'm at Henry's around the corner. But I have water. But yes, you get a good strong Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Does she have?
I'm surprised that there aren't any places around in your area. I'm so surprised. So, sometimes you think we can find good restaurants until we try to find them.
No, restaurants. There's gazillions of restaurants. I said they don't sell pan trout.
Yeah, right, that's what I'm talking about. You would think, oh, I had a taste for pan trout. Let me go to a pan trout restaurant. But they're not.
It's catfish.
Right.
And the Asian restaurants serve mostly that catfish substitute. I've heard people refer to it as way. It's not even catfish.
Right.
So you have to be careful.
Yeah, she asked me, she's like, do you want catfish or pan trout? I'm like, I want some pan trout.
Yeah, I like some pan trout. But I've never even seen it on any menus over here. No matter what part of town I'm on, I've never seen pan trout.
Uh-huh. Wow. Mm-hmm.
I think it's
something. With all the fishing going on also in Texas. Wow.
Well, Dallas doesn't really have any, to my knowledge, fishing areas. Now, maybe over in Rowlett, there's a lake over there, Lake Ray Hubbard. And
uh-huh.
I don't think people really fish in the Trinity River in Dallas. But I think it's just a regional catfish caught on here back in the 80s. And that's pretty much what people kind of gravitate toward is catfish. Because you'll see catfish at a lot of places. But I've just haven't seen pan trout. I think that might be a Mississippi thing. I'm not sure. Because I don't think I've seen pan trout in any of my travels either.
Because I'm trying to think. When I was in Sherman, a lot of fishing happened. But I'm trying to think. Did I find a pan trout place? No, you're right. I did. There are a few home cooking, like Southern-style home cooking places, but... Yeah, because even when I was in that Oklahoma area, Texoma area, I used to have them laughing regarding hot sauce because I love my hot sauce.
I just found
out recently that that Hillary Clinton loved her hot sauce that she keep it in her purse. I didn't know that.
Hot sauce here is hard to find. You'll find Louisiana brand hot sauce. But it's not the hot sauce that I remember that I used to buy in Mississippi. And
right.
I don't know if that's another regional thing. I think people hear tartar sauce, and I hate tartar sauce. I can't eat that. And I love tartar sauce too.
I do love me some tartar sauce.
I can't.
What you don't like about it, the Texas? What you don't like about it? But you don't like mayo, right?
Right. I was going to say it's the wrong color. And you know, I don't eat white stuff for some strange reason. When I was a kid growing up, I didn't like anything white. Milk. I can eat grits with butter and rice mm-hmm. with gravy, but I just milk and mayonnaise and salad dressing, that sort of stuff, I just don't like it. And I just don't like tartar sauce. It looks nasty to me.
Mm-hmm.
But
wow.
I do love hot sauce and cocktail sauce.
Oh, yeah.
But here,
yeah.
If you order fish, you know, the first thing they want to know, you tired of sauce? No, please.
Right.
Now, you get
wow.
a lot of restaurants that serve cod, like fish
oh.
and chips. You'll see cod fish in addition to catfish. And they like tilapia, which I don't eat tilapia. I'm told it's nasty and unhealthy. I don't know it, but since I've read that and I've heard about it, I don't eat it.
Oh,
and
I do eat it, but I rarely eat it. So I'm glad you told me that. So I don't mind stopping.
Yeah, they say
know,
it's very it. Unhealthy. I don't know what it is, but when they said it was unhealthy, I'm like, I let it alone.
Right.
And
that's a good thing that you don't eat white foods, because that's what we're told by food experts. And I know my friends whom are fitness experts, they always have told me, stay away from the white stuff. You know,
oh,
stay away from the white stuff. Yeah, you know, we're always told.
It was just a matter of taste for me. For some reason, I just didn't like the taste of white stuff.
Like
but,
the rice and the potatoes, but yes, we're all eating
starches. Yeah, I was going to say another fish. You will occasionally see trout, rainbow trout, or
yeah.
they used to do black and red fish, because back during the early Cajun days in the 80s, everything
yes.
you see was black and red fish, and you don't see that
yeah.
much anymore. Yeah, it's
that,
kind
that's
of
a good point, because that's something, that's a dish that I do like, and you make a good point. You don't hear of it often.
No, I guess it's food trends that come and go. But catfish seems to be a staple that caught on, because I don't know if you remember, but we were told not to eat catfish, which is not kosher, for one thing.
Really?
It's one of those foods that the Bible says don't eat. But when we were coming
right.
up, when I was a child, they were saying don't eat catfish because it was a scavenger. And a lot of
yeah.
catfish that people caught came from the Pearl River. And, you know, that's where the sewage goes in Jackson, is the Pearl River. But then they
right.
came along with the catfish farms, and it's supposed to be raised in a nice, clean environment, but still it's not kosher. But I
right.
happen to like
I think
catfish.
Ventonia, Mississippi is like the catfish farm capital here
yeah.
in Mississippi. Yeah.
Yeah, right. Because I have a friend from that area, and this was
uh-huh.
way back in the late 70s, early 80s. He claims he was going to get a catfish farm in Ventonia. But he never
uh-huh.
did. Yeah, he's a car
uh-huh.
salesman.
Uh-huh.
But yeah, I do happen to like catfish. I don't eat it often, but if I am somewhere and I see it on the menu, I will probably go ahead and order it. And shrimp, which is not kosher, but I like
I love shrimp. Yes, I love shrimp. But I think you told me, I love lobster and crab too, but I think you told me you're not a big fan of those.
No, I love lobster and I love crab.
Okay. Oh, that's good to know. Yay.
They're not kosher either. That might have been what we were discussing, because I didn't like shrimp and lobster and stuff until I became an adult. I think my
the same with me, Cousin Linda. I did not start eating shrimp until I was probably about 20, like 19 and or 20. I did not. And mom was like, I was like, Mom, why you didn't tell me all these years that shrimp was so good?
Well,
you know,
it was like that with me. I was thinking about your mother. It might have been this morning. I used to like the way she fried shrimp, because a lot of times
right.
she fried it batter rather than cornmeal.
Yes.
And it was real tasty.
And that's one of the recipes that she shared when she was guest sharing recipes, and you called in. So I need to pull that up and send that to you and reshare it for the listeners. Because you called in when she was sharing that batter recipe. Oh,
okay.
Yes. You use flour, combination of flour and baking powder, and you sift them. Sift the two together and put eggs in it, and it's so good. And mix in milk, and the batter is so good. Those of you that love to eat battered food, so good.
Yeah. Now, my mother would boil shrimp when I was a child, and I would have to leave home because they would be smelling. It would stink because she used crab boil. And I was like, I can't stand the odor. I got to leave home. And I didn't know that I was missing some really good eating. And same thing with catfish. Our grandmother, Maddie, used to tell me that I was eating ocean perch. And I loved ocean perch. And so one day I was eating at her house, and I was saying, ooh, this ocean perch is the best. Ooh, it is just so good. And she started laughing. She said, I can't do it any longer. I said, do what? She said, I can't lie and tell you it's ocean perch. You've been eating catfish. And I said, what?
Grandma.
Oh, you see, all this time you thought you were eating ocean perch because I couldn't tell the difference because she would cook ocean perch. And catfishing in on me. But I really didn't start it. After I realized what it tasted like, I didn't start eating it on a regular basis until I was in my 20s. They opened a place on Lakeland Drive in Jackson called Catfish Cabin, and it was all you could eat, catfish and shrimp. And that's when I, because I was married to Glenn at the time, and we used to love to go over to Catfish Cabin.
Well, I finally started eating it when I started eating gumbo. And my only time visiting California, shout out to my late friend Marvin Camper and his family. His mother his parents were natives of Mississippi, and so she had cooked an awesome gumbo, tastes just like it was straight from New Orleans, and had a lot of shrimp in it, and you know our favorite seafood. And that's when I fell in love with shrimp, my only visit to California. And, Mom, you're right. Our parents have been cooking shrimp since you were born, since I was born. And I just couldn't believe that I had been missing out all these years.
Same with
shrimp.
Oh, my God. I tell you, who else used to love shrimp? And that's Aunt Mildred. Because when we would be eating chitlins, you know, like they would go to Stale's. And you probably heard about Stale's big old hamburgers. That
were
almost a plate. Yeah, everybody would order a Stale's hamburger, but they Mildred either they get chitlins, but they Mildred would get shrimp.
Mm-hmm.
And I'd be wondering, well, how come she doesn't want a burger or chitlins? Why does she always want shrimp? And I just didn't know how good shrimp tasted back then.
Right. And when I found out that I could eat crawfish via crawfish etouffee, oh, my God. Regina and I were dating. Shout out to Big Alpha Ian, Big John. Oh, my God. I mean, I guess he thought I was going to turn into a crawfish etouffee because that was where I don't care what restaurant we went to, that was my order. I still love crawfish etouffee. I cannot. It's hard. My little nieces, they can eat crawfish and crack the shell and suck the head.
I still can't do that.
I don't want to do that.
Now that you mentioned it, I'm sure I could learn how to eat that if I wanted to. But when I saw a little bit of that, I was saying, that's really not worth all the trouble to me.
Right.
You got to
that's
break
a lot of work.
Head off. Yeah. And then pull
even, even when I'm wrong, just give me my crawfish etouffee or give me my shrimp because I'm not cracking and sucking.
For that little dab of meat, no.
Right.
You have to eat about 50
dab of meat.
You have to eat about 50 to get a tablespoon full. But did I tell you I didn't know how to pronounce etouffee when I first moved to Dallas? I had never heard of crawfish etouffee. And I was working part-time at Sackowitz. And I really loved being there because you just meet so many interesting people.
Right.
And this man came up to get something gift-wrapped, and he and I just got to talking and talking about food and everything. And we were talking about how we like Louisiana food. And he said, yeah, and crawfish etouffee. And I said, oh, it's etouffee? And he said, yeah, how do you pronounce it? I said, I thought that was etouffe. And he said, crawfish etouffee. I said, yeah.
And you're great at pronunciation. Because that's something that I want us to talk about, too, common mispronounced words. So I'm surprised that you're good at pronouncing words.
Well, I thought
So he asked you, Callie, well, ma'am, how do you say it?
I said, etouffee. And he said, no, it's etouffee. I said, oh.
Wow. Yes, that is something that we definitely need to speak on. Somebody listening probably saying the same thing. Well, that's how I say it now.
It looks like etouffee to me, or etouffee.
Yeah.
It looks like
etouffee. Yeah, but however you say it, hand me a plate.
Yes, it is good. And jambalaya is good. Where is Bubba Water? Since we're talking about all this new
audience. Right. I was thinking about him. Like, I need to let him know we're back on the air, but they often say they're listening to us. So call us, Brother Warren. Yes,
yeah.
I've been shouting him out. Call us. Yeah. No, Nola. So I guess it's Jazz Festival. It's all Jazz Festival season. So it's Jazz Festival season in New Orleans. There's even a free jazz festival that's happening in Ridgeland here, I think on April the 6th.
Wow, that is nice.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Up at Renaissance. I think it's like the sixth year at Renaissance. Yeah.
I'm not familiar with Renaissance. My class is having a class reunion at Renaissance. And I thought about, but I don't know. I can't get excited about it.
Oh.
So I think I'm going to miss this class reunion. And it's just for like a day and a half or something. And
it's like
for
what?
A day and a half.
Oh.
I think they're having happy hour and a banquet. And the next day they're going to a memorial service for our deceased classmates, and that's it. And I said,
I remember you would come for big shebangs, and then sometimes you all would have events in other cities.
Yeah.
Like, you're just coming through. You're just coming through because you all are going somewhere else.
Yeah, St. Louis and Florida. And they had one in Houston. I didn't attend that one. But, yeah, they were always going somewhere else. And they take a trip down on the Mississippi Gulf Coast. But I think this one is just Jackson because a lot of people said they didn't want to really travel, I think, to other cities. Yeah, you know, we've gotten so, hate to say it, but old. And a lot of people just aren't in the best health right now. And they may have mobility issues and what have you, you know, getting on airplanes or trying to drive that far, because a lot of our classmates live out of town. And the ones in Jackson, I'm told, don't particularly participate. I think it's maybe 8 or 9 people in Jackson who really participate, but some of the other ones say they're not interested. But I used to enjoy seeing my classmates, but now I'm kind of to the point where it's just not looking like fun anymore to me.
Right. So let's focus on fun, because this is what this show is about, too. Fun, foodie and fun. Yeah, let's focus.
Yeah.
I'm with you. I am with you. I agree with you, too. Let's focus on what's fun and uplifting and, you know, and helping ourselves and helping others. Right.
Mm.
If it's what we feel, if it's what we're led to do, then do it. If we know we're not led to do it, that's not fun.
Yeah, well, tomorrow my two of my ladies are going to Bates Chicken in Carrollton, and
yes.
Because the other ones can't make it, so tomorrow is our regular regularly scheduled lunch date. So, and I've been to Bates Chicken a couple of times, and I'm gonna see if
now it's what is it Bates? How do you say
Bates,
it?
Bates Chicken, BABE'S Chicken. They have fried chicken. Fried chicken, smoked chicken, and catfish, and it's served family style. They have like fried corn, but they call it something else, sweet corn something, and a salad, which is pretty much just lettuce and green beans, some rolls.
So what do you plan on getting, chicken or catfish?
I'm going to go ahead and get the smoked chicken.
Ah. I've been thinking about some good chicken too, Cousin Linda. I even have a vision board, and I visualize it. You on this vision board with a nice, good southern plate of chicken and greens and yams at the bottom. Oh, that made me put that on my vision board. I have healthy food on the vision board, but then at the bottom, some pretty chicken. So you're going to get the smoke.
Yeah, I'm going to get smoked chicken because I've eaten. Not a lot, but I've had fried chicken because I went to Winco the other day and got a box of chicken.
Winco, I hope to see you all soon.
Some of the other places that I've gone, I've gotten catfish a lot. I got a lot of fried catfish. So either when we go up to Oklahoma, I like this place, Chips and Ale, and I'd get the fried cod, and I said, well, I'm going to try smoked chicken tomorrow. I've never had Bates smoked chicken.
I hope it's fried chicken
catfish, so I'm going to try the smoked chicken. And then for dessert, we're going to go to this place called Paris Baguette, where it looks like you're in Paris. They have all these
are you
French
serious?
Desserts. Yeah.
Wow. Where is that located?
It's in Carrollton, too. Google Paris Baguette, and you'll get to see the pictures of all of their desserts, and they just look scrumptious. I hope I don't get up there and buy about 10 or 20 desserts.
Because
they look like they have to be consumed the same day. Because I know when I was in Paris, and I thought I was going to be able to keep desserts 2 or 3 days in my hotel room, they will get stale. They are so fresh. And the ingredients are so fresh that you have to, no preservatives. And you have to consume that stuff right then.
Oh, well, I got to finish consuming this good lemon cake that I also got from my neighbor. Wow, it is so fresh, this cake. Yum, yum.
I had lemon cake yesterday, a slice, because Winco sells those slices of cake, little individual slices, and I love their lemon cake. And I had a slice yesterday. But then I love cake, period. Now, my mother's friend, Jesse Love, used to make those really good lemon supreme cakes.
And Mom and I, you all can hear me. My apologies.
Yeah,
lemon icebox pie. Lemon icebox pie. I thought I would be quiet while you're talking. And then you mentioned that.
Yeah, your mother is the reason that I love lemon icebox pie to this day. She taught me and Uncle James how to make them, and I just love them. And Lucy has some good icebox pie.
Wow, so you all are going to have fun tomorrow.
Yeah, I hope we do. It's supposed to rain, but to my knowledge, we're still going to meet up and have lunch. And I'll let you know about this and everything.
So are you going to dress in Paris fashion?
No. I don't even think I have Paris fashion. I have a couple of scarves that I bought when I was in Paris, but... And they look like Burberry scarves. They're just nowhere near as large as a Burberry scarf, but I did buy them in Paris in a souvenir shop, no less.
So maybe you would decide to put one of those on. Let your friends know. Well, I have to put a little Paris in the mix. some good Southern food first, and then Paris.
And did we talk about baklava yesterday? I think we were talking. I know we were talking about Turkish food, and I don't know if we got to bring up.
Please talk about that. Did you get the video that I sent you with DJ Khaled at Nusret, and Nusret brought it out, and he started exercising and running in place and exercising.
A lot of stuff that you send me, I can't access it. For some reason, it won't open. So it probably
Talk about that, because I can't wait to taste that.
Yeah, well, you know, my friends and I, when we ate at Nusret and they brought the baklava out and they had all that smoke and stuff, I guess
right.
It was kind of, the way they were serving it, because it tasted delicious, and then the way they were serving it, because we had about three or four different guys, different servers to come out and serve it to us, and it was warm. I'd never had warm baklava, and that's... of ice cream, but it was just the way they came out there with all that smoke.
Yeah, I thought that was amazing what you shared on your Facebook page. And then when I watched other videos of other diners being served, I'm like, that is amazing.
Yeah, they do that every time they serve baklava?
I don't know if it's every time, but the times I have seen it, like, but your, but I've never seen as much smoke as you had. so you make a good point.
We had a lot of smoke.
Right. You it must have been VIP.
Treated like VIPs, we really were.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, even though I was saying I want the cheapest this and the cheapest that.
And you told me how Jamie was reacting.
Yeah, don't be saying that. We can afford that. You might be able to afford this food, but I can't afford nothing but the hamper.
Yeah, Jamie like kicking you under the table. Look, Jamie was like kicking you. You know how people kick you under the table?
Yeah.
They're like, we can afford this. Be quiet.
He does that. I don't know why when we go to a restaurant and he won't tell the people, you know, well, we can afford this and we can afford. And I'm saying, because most of the time he does pay. And I'm thinking, well, I guess they know you can afford it. Otherwise, we wouldn't be sitting up in here, because he and a friend of his took me to Perry's one night. And Perry's is, I would say, $4 signs. It's not cheap. And we were ordering, because Jamie always orders a lot of appetizers. He'll get five or six different appetizers. And
oh, wow. Jamie and I can dine together. You know, I like appetizers, and I like everything. The main course, dessert.
Yeah, because he likes
well, I love appetizers. You know, you want to sample everything. That gets you prepared for the main course.
Yeah, but when we were at Paris, he was telling the waiter, and we can afford this. We can afford this. And I said to myself, well, I guess he figured we can. Otherwise, we wouldn't be up in here. He ordered probably three appetizers that night, appetizer for each, and the main course, and dessert. And, of course, I had a cocktail. And I think his friend had a cocktail, too, but Jamie doesn't drink, so he probably got a what do you call them, drink with artificial sweetener or whatever.
Now, those are things I don't drink anymore. I do like a cocktail, so that's a rumor if anybody say I do not drink anymore, because that's something we do like to drink. We like our cocktails, right, Cousin Linda?
Yes, indeed. But, I usually check prices and stuff. You know, if I'm paying for my meal myself, I will check out the prices before I go to a restaurant, so I'll have some kind of idea. And because sometimes the price is not the same as what you see online. They haven't updated the menu price.
Mm-hmm.
I don't like surprises. But I usually sink my lunches. I usually have about $70.
And then we get surprised and have to wash dishes. But you say if we were Jamie, we can afford it.
Yes. We can afford. That's why he's ordering. And I don't understand that. Why is he telling people we can afford this? Okay. They probably
can. And then you saying, well, you like that, and he's like kicking you under the table. Oh my God, that is funny. I can just see that. Be quiet.
Yeah.
We can't afford this.
There were two different groups of black ladies that came in newsreds, and they looked at the menu, and they got up and walked out. And that was so funny. I said, well, all they had to do was just look at the hamburger section. I'm sure they could have, they probably could afford it, and they just didn't want to pay those prices.
Right. And now they have the lunch special, so yay. Because, right, the burgers are, what, $35, $40, and now they have a lunch special, which is like you get a combo.
They had the special when we went, because when I was telling the server, I want this. I want the the $25 hamburger. And he said our hamburgers are not $25. They're $30. I said, okay. I said, and I want $12 French fries. And he said our French fries are not $12. They're $15. I said, okay. And I want the $12.
And I think
Coca-Cola.
I think Coca-Cola was like $8 or $10, right?
I think it was 12 because I was telling them I wanted $12 Coca-Cola.
So you better enjoy that good cold Coca-Cola.
Well, that's when he said, look, we have a special. You can get hamburger, fries, a mocktail. He said it's, I think it was a pomegranate. Something or other. He said, it's no alcohol. I said, that's cool.
Well, I've seen that on the menu.
And he said, we have warm baklava served with ice cream, and you can get this all at $50. And I said, we'll take it. I started answering for everybody. And so Jamie said, we can afford this. Afford it. I said, no, we can't. I don't know about
like
you.
You might be able to afford it. It's like you was at a food auction. I take it.
Yeah, he told us about the special. You were like, oh, yes, we'll take the special.
What? I met this Londoner. Is it Londoner? Here in Jackson about a month ago. And he was doing business here in Jackson down at Union Station. He was I was down there, you know, locally, traveling locally in Jackson. And he was had been here all week and was getting ready to catch Amtrak and go to New Orleans and then fly out back to London. So I'm like, cool. I'm like, have you ever been to Nusret? Also, you know, I'm a Raw watcher, so we're talking about the Royals, and also I asked him what did he think of our politics, because he loved blues and all types of music. So I'm like, I mentioned to him, don't be surprised if you bump into like some of your favorite singers or politicians here in Jackson. I said, many people live here or perform here or travel. And I asked him about their but the thoughts of our politicians, he said, they all seem mad here. And that's what we think of, most of my friends and I think of American politics, that the politicians all seem mad. And I'm like, oh, yeah. And so I asked him if he ever eaten that Nusret, and he was like, it's too expensive. So like that Wagyu burger is like this and that. I'm like, you can go and get you a burger and fries. I'm like, they're inexpensive here, so they're probably inexpensive there. So he pulled up the menu as we talked, and he told me, he was like, wow, it's only 30 minutes from my house. Do you know about the rail system in London? He said, all I need to do is get on the rail. What is it called, the monorail there?
The underground.
Oh, okay. He told me that it's only 30 minutes from his house, and he had planned on going that weekend. I messaged Nusra and told him, I met a guy named John. Shout out, John, because he said he would listen to the podcast. And he said if he would go and get fries and a burger because it was inexpensive. But he was like, he wasn't paying for the golden steak and golden burger.
Oh.
Right.
In fact,
so I hope you enjoyed your burger and fries.
Want to eat gold. I think gold is for wearing, not eating. Because I made sure that I didn't want the server to think that we were ordering the gold hamburger, because I think the gold was about $300.
Oh, that would have been so funny. I think I brought the golden hamburger out.
Oh, no, no, no. That would not have been funny. I'd have been back there washing dishes. So that's why I was saying I want $25 hamburger. No, do not.
And that was
me
funny. He corrected you, $5 more. Well, didn't you say Jamie ordered the salmon? Because I am a salmon girl. Did you tell me he ordered?
He had the same thing we had. For him to be able to afford all that stuff, he ordered the same thing. We ordered a burger.
I thought you mentioned he had ordered the salmon also. Because I want to try that salmon. Okay.
He orders the smoked salmon as an appetizer at a lot of restaurants that we go to.
But
he did not order salmon at News Red. He had the same identical thing we had, and instead of the mocktail, he probably had some unsweetened tea or something. No, Mr. Rick can afford it,
and he enjoyed it.
He was talking about the burger was dry, and because he complains about a lot of food.
Well, that's hard to believe.
That's hard to believe. We enjoyed our burgers, but he didn't. His burger was dry, and he wasn't that impressed. And then he tried to tell me, we were talking about it some years later, and he was talking about it, and I paid for the baklava. I'm like, no, the hell you didn't. The baklava was included in the special, baby. What? You did not pay for anything that day.
But did he like the baklava?
I think he thought it was okay. You know, he tries to be this, I don't know, in Oprah's words, I guess, she-she-poo-poo. Is something wrong with damn near everything? There's a lot of restaurants that we've gone to, he'd send his food back and wouldn't order anything else.
Wow.
And that's not good. But, you know, I told you, I don't complain.
It's good he never ordered anything else. I had an ex. I don't know if you remember my ex, Derek. But I don't care if we were eating fast food or high-end. He would complain. I'm like, oh, my God. What are the chefs or the cooks or whoever, what are they going to do to the food? Because the food would be perfect. What are you complaining about?
Well, Jamie is like that a lot of the time. Not always, but I would say about 65% of the time, he's going to complain about something, and then he will send food back. And just take this off my business. And I'm like, no, I don't do that. If I don't like your food, you know, I don't say anything. I just come home and give a review. You know, they serve this. And if I don't like it, I don't blame the restaurant. Now, I mean, if service is bad.
Like the restaurant at the Galleria. Oh, my God. You know you got them.
Yeah, that was horrible. But, I mean, pretty much, food is going to taste okay because you know pretty much about what everything tastes like already. It's like if you order a burger, you kind of know what a hamburger tastes like. You know what fried fish and fried chicken tastes like.
Right.
I know how I want my barbecue to taste. So I don't eat dishes that are that different. Because I don't go to those kinds of restaurants. I would like to because there's a Mediterranean restaurant here called Sababa's, and I want to go real bad, but I don't know how to get to it. I guess I could pull out my GPS, and I haven't mentioned it to my lady friends because some of them are kind of finicky, and I try to take into consideration what kind of restaurants we go to because my friend Priscilla has gout and she can only eat chicken. She has to avoid shellfish and beef. So I try to take into consideration. But now, I like exotic restaurants because Jamie and I went to a Mediterranean restaurant in Addison. And I thought it was superb, but he mumbled and complained, and he didn't send it back because I guess he figured these people probably don't play that crap. you know.
Yeah,
you,
and my friends at the Med, a Mediterranean restaurant in Northport Mall, they're probably wondering, where is Bethany? The restaurant that I like to spend my birthdays at is the Mediterranean. And then a friend of mine named Michael, and I've never been to his restaurant. It's been open for years. You probably heard of the Aladdin. It's in Flandreau on Lakeland. Lakeland and what is it, State? Lakeland and State Street? It's right there, you know. Yeah. So that's I've never eaten there, but I know it's a pretty good.
Yeah.
What I've heard.
It's called Sansibel. And
that's the name of the restaurant you're talking about?
Yeah, the Mediterranean restaurant that we went, me and Jamie went to, Sansibel.
Oh, okay.
And I thought the food was good. It was a buffet, and I really enjoyed it.
Oh,
yeah, there are a lot of Mediterranean here, but the one that I want to go to, because I get their emails, and they send me these pictures of the food, and they have the prices look, you know, pretty good. It's not expensive, and they have buffets.
Hmm.
And that way you can try out a lot of different dishes, but it's in Richardson, and I don't know anything about that little street. It's called Brick Street. And I'm like, I ain't never heard of Brick Street. So maybe one will go.
I bet it's a street that's like a raw restaurant, too. Don't you love it when you stumble up on places like that?
Yeah.
Not only is it this restaurant, but that restaurant and that restaurant. Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and it's like that here in the Metroplex. You'll go to a restaurant, and then there'll be five or six other ones.
Why?
There's a lot of shopping centers.
Yeah, I'm listening. But you're making me think. I wanted to ask you earlier about barbecue, because I know you like barbecue. What about barbecue places there in Texas? Because I know some of my friends from Oklahoma and Tacoma, they love to get to Dallas so they can get some good barbecue.
Well, I don't like Texas barbecue. That's one thing that me and Jamie and my friends have in common. I don't like Texas barbecue because they like to smoke it, and I like my barbecue cooked. Charcoal and hickory and
here. Oh, my God. That's the difference in our barbecue and Texas barbecue. Right.
Mm-hmm. They like to smoke theirs over mesquite. And I like mine hickory and charcoal.
Oh, yes, that's the difference. Wow.
And they don't like sauce over here either. A lot of people there, you know, give me the sauce on the side, and a lot of them don't like. Well, I like.
I have noticed that. It's like the meat is naked. It's like it's just like a covering. It's just a covering.
Yeah.
We must have ground the meat. I don't care if it's a burger, chicken, whatever. It's supposed to be drowned in barbecue.
They're real big on brisket. I'm a rib person, and they like pork, but I'm like, no, give me some rib with some sauce.
Right.
When I get ready for barbecue, I go to TGI Fridays because they have a Jack Daniel's whiskey barbecue sauce that's really good. And they used to have Red Hot and Blue here, which you could get different types of barbecue. And I used to like the Memphis barbecue because I like Memphis, Tennessee barbecue. I like Arkansas barbecue. Chicago even had good barbecue when I was up there. The one time I went there. And these are places that had
I only
sauce.
Been there twice, and I didn't get any barbecue. And then I hear also pizza. I hear it's a competition between Chicago and New York. So you all are giving us reasons to travel.
They have deep dish pizza. And there was a place called Pizzeria Pizza Uno or something, and it was Chicago-style pizza. I didn't like deep dish pizza. They had big cold tomatoes and sausages, and the crust was made out of...
The restaurant that you went to in... Golly, I took my tongue, and you said they had the whole vegetables and fruit, the whole vegetables on the pizza. Oh,
yeah,
my
that
goodness.
Was, Pizza Uno, the
Okay.
Chicago style.
Yeah, deep dish pizza, which I didn't like it at all. But
wow.
Where was that?
It's on the tip of my tongue. It was in
Addison on Beltline Road.
Right. Did you say it closed? It didn't say open?
Oh, it closed years ago.
Wow.
In fact, when I went, I wasn't even living up this way. I was still living in Northeast Dallas when I came up here to Addison to get the pizza. Because one of my coworkers was talking about how good it was. And I was like, it was stewed
and
tomatoes.
I love pizza, but that doesn't sound tasty.
No.
I was trying to think of another big word, but it doesn't sound tasty. Wow.
I like.
And I've never met a pizza that I don't like, but I agree with you. That is.
I like flour and dough rather than cornmeal because they say that crust on the dish pizzas is cornmeal. I used to work with a lady named Linda Mitchell, and she was from Chicago,
yes.
And she thought pizza, if it wasn't Chicago-style pizza, she just didn't want to eat it. And I said, well, I hate to tell you, I don't like Chicago-style deep dish pizza. Now, they may have some pizza that's not deep dish, but they're known for deep dish pizza.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So we have about 8 minutes. Yeah, we're on our overtime. So wow. So what are some of your favorite springtime dishes?
Springtime
We were talking about trends. We had mentioned trends, but what about the seasonal food that are popular in the springtime? What are some of your favorites?
Oh, I don't know. You know, I just like food year round.
Right.
I can't think of anything seasonal. I guess maybe in the winter, beef stew.
Oh,
but
yeah.
Regularly, I just like food.
And I shared a list from Food and Wine over the weekend, and there were a lot of, like, springtime soups. You know, cause usually you think of soups and stews for winter, but, like, little light and hearty soups, you know.
Well, I guess. Or cold soup.
Yeah.
I don't know.
And I like ice cream. Some people can eat ice cream. You might be one of those people that eat ice cream in the winter. But I get excited for ice cream.
Yeah, in fact, I don't know if I've mentioned that my favorite ice cream is a Southern Buttered Pecan by Kroger, the Kroger brand.
Uh-huh.
That's some of the best ice cream I've ever eaten.
Wow.
And I just picked off a half gallon, I think about 2 or 3 days ago. Because I'll go in and want to buy just a pint because I like it so much. And I'm like, I don't want to get more than a pint because I'll eat it all and probably in
one sitting. Right. And that's what I'm concerned about in my new way of eating. Because I would eat, I love chocolate chip cookie dough, ice cream, vanilla, chocolate, strawberry. What is it, Neapolitan? Is that it?
Yeah.
And I think, I would call myself eating like one bowl or just getting a scooping a little bit out and I eat the whole thing. So I have the same concern as you. Like, okay, so let me eat like I have some sense when I do get some ice cream.
Kroger has figured out how to get you to buy more ice cream. They'll put the half gallons on sale. And
right.
They'll buy the half gallon as opposed to buying one or two little pints. And so
I noticed that too because I used to get like the ice cream from Walmart. Then I noticed in Kroger. It's like half price. You know, I haven't looked this season. I was in Kroger a couple of weeks ago. But, right, they know how to get us because they know we would be reluctant. We're reluctant when it comes to the overpriced smaller containers. But now with the bigger containers that are on sale, hey, we got them.
So are you still there?
Yes.
Oh, okay.
I was just adding on to what you mentioned. That's something, the way that stores will pull us in.
Mhm. Oh, did you see that information I sent you where a lot of the Family Dollar and Dollar Tree stores are closing?
Wow. I will look at it. I seen a headline. I don't know if it was information. I don't think it was information you had sent me, but I'm glad you sent it to me because I seen a headline. So are they really closing? Wow.
Yeah.
We love
closing about 1,000 Family Dollars and about 600 Dollar Trees. I hope they don't close my Dollar Tree.
And mine is improving so much. Wow.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my God. So what about the information that you were sending us at the beginning of the show? Travel credit card.
Yeah, they pretty much mentioned some of the cards I mentioned yesterday, in addition to Bank of America issues one, Wells Fargo, and I had forgotten about Delta Airlines, and they're in conjunction with American Express. And, you know, you get all these points and your frequent flyer miles and stuff that add up. Your points add up to frequent flyer miles, and you get your free travel tickets. It used to be just 25,000 miles for a round-trip domestic flight and 40,000, this was on American Airlines, and 40,000 for international. But I think they've gotten more expensive than that because I haven't flown since 2016. So I don't know what it is. But I have about 1,000 American Airlines frequent flyer miles, and I had some on Emirates. But Emirates Emirates Airlines will take your miles if you don't use them. Now, like American, you have 3 years.
Oh, my goodness. Do they practice that? Wow.
Yeah. Now, American, if you don't have any activity, like you don't use your miles or you don't buy anything and get some frequent flyer miles or whatever, I think after 3 years of inactivity, you lose your miles. Because I lost 50,000 miles on American one time because I was flying Delta.
Whoa.
And I was flying on international carriers. I just didn't see any reason to be flying American because at the time I was on domestic carriers, I liked Delta. And then when I called, I was going to go somewhere, and I wanted to use my 50,000 American airline frequent flyer miles, and they told me that I had inactivity, and they had canceled my miles. I was so hurt. I said, Lord, have mercy, 50,000 miles. That would have been two domestic round-trip tickets. So I make sure, you know, I'll order something, maybe something from JCPenney or whatever, since I'm not flying like I used to. So to keep American Airlines, to keep my miles active, I'll place an order and get points that way.
Right. That, therefore, they see activity. There's some type of activity going on.
Yeah, because they've been sending me a lot of emails telling me that, you know, you have enough frequent flyer miles for a free ticket. And I'm like, I don't want to go anywhere right now. And I just, you know, I tell you, the travel just doesn't excite me like it used to.
Right.
And I can't tell where I want to go. I was supposed to be visiting, I think I mentioned my friend in Birmingham, but I'm like, that's so close. I don't want to waste my miles on Birmingham. I'd rather just pay for a ticket and try to get enough miles to go overseas. And I don't know, I might plan a trip to Paris again or London. I don't know. I think I'd rather go back to Paris.
Mm-hmm.
So, but I got to see what I'm going to
do. I'm looking forward to seeing the pictures at Paris Baguette. Is that it? Tomorrow and the other restaurants too.
Yeah.
Yeah, but I am going to, I will Google when the program is over.
Baguette. Baguette.
Uh-huh.
Like a baguette. You know, what they call their little loaves of bread, baguette.
Right. So I think we will be concluding. So we thank you all, listeners, for tuning in.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. So that's the end of the show, cuz.
We hit it right on time. It didn't get us off guard that time. Right, yes. So I am going to look it up because that both places sound like wonderful places.
Mm-hmm. Well,
that's the Does the Wax Museum still exist over there?
I don't know.
I remember, didn't they catch a fire? Did they rebuild it?
I don't know. Because they also had that wildlife park when we first moved over here, too. Those places were, like, in prairie. Well, how is Tommy Lee's store doing?
I'm in the dark of everything. And I shouted out to Trader's Village in the store and the management on Sunday. So I shouted out that whenever I'm back in Dallas, you know, we will come by and say hi. So I know nothing. My sister and Dietrich, you know, talk daily. They're real close. Like you and I are close. And like Tommy and I was close, but I don't know anything. I don't know what. And I get, you know, I'm doing my best to do what I can independently to do it independently, but I don't know. And I gave him my word too, because he thought that, you know, I gave him my word that I would run the store. I figured you would help me, you know. And so I don't know, because that's why I was there for him. I was there for him to show me what to do, because he did tell me he thought that he would be leaving soon, you know. He did. But I didn't think it was going to be that soon, you know. I didn't think it was going to be that soon.
Wonder why he didn't put that in writing, because I'm sure he knew Deidre didn't want it, because she never did want to work in any of the stores. Yeah. And
He had removed her. She had opened it with him, but, yeah, he had removed her name from the business, like, in 2018-19. Yeah.
Uh-huh.
And see, he was sort of telling me back in 2018-19 he had like 3 more years to live, you know?
Okay. Well, I know when she was like 14 and so right after Diane.
Oh, you're going way back. Yeah, when he had Keith Bar.
Her to work in the store, and because she was real rude to customers and stuff. And I was telling her, Deidre, even though you don't want to be here, and I don't blame you, because I don't think your daddy should be forcing you to come over here and work at night and on school nights and stuff. I said, but you shouldn't take that out of customers. And so he knew she didn't want to be involved in that. And if he knew that he was going to be passing, he should have either just shut it down or asked you if you wanted to take it over.
But that's what he had been talking with me for years, and get over here, and so that's why we had decided, okay, we'll expand over here, and you know, and expand over there too, because we even discussed expanding to Dallas and not just having the Trader's Village location, and I taking over the store. And he just wanted to teach. He wanted to teach and educate people on health and on Black history, on African history. He wanted to teach. And so, yeah, he had I don't know. I don't know. Because he said Dietrich's going to lay the clothes down. He said, and she'll probably sell the house. But he said, really, I want you and Dietrich and Beverly's granddaughter. He considered his girlfriend's granddaughter to be his granddaughter, and so he didn't want the house to be sold either. So I don't know what's going on with the house or the business. I don't know what's going on. But you know, I gave him my word that I would. He like make sure the rent's paid and make sure. And he showed me the system and how to deal with the vendors and all of that. And he always was going over there, but that week I was there, he was really showing me how his system, his business model for running the business, and I do deal with his main supplier. But you know, I need money myself to invest in my own. But he, you know, part of the house is a shop. So, and also, and so he was explaining what to do in the shop part of the house, as in, you know, creating the oils and the incenses and sewing. There were sewing machines in there. So the business valued at like $100,000. The store was like $90,000, and then in the house, the shop was like $10,000, $15,000, something like that. But he did say he was leaving soon, and to not, but you're right, he didn't, it was important to get things in writing. So I left stuff at the house there, so I don't know what happened to my stuff. I left stuff at the house, so, because I was coming right back, you know, I was coming right back. He was like, because I told him, I said, I'll stay another week, and he was like, come right back. And so I was planning on getting there before 4th of July on my birthday, but, you know, he left Memorial Day weekend, and he wanted his little granddaughter to work with him that Memorial Day weekend. So I don't know what's going on, because he was like, Dietra has her husband and her family and her daughter, but then he had talked to me about how with the insurance, he did leave, he said, I'm leaving my granddaughter $50,000. So I asked Beverly, I was like, soon after, I asked her if Dietra's daughter, did she get her $50,000? And back then she hadn't, so I don't know if she had gotten her insurance money or not, her daughter. So I don't know. So I don't know anything. I just mind my business, do my best to take care of me and keep in contact with you. And I don't know what's going on, but I shouted out because it's spring break, and they're having a special for like the amusement park and trying to attract visitors. And so I shouted out the spring break deal, and I shouted out that whenever I'm back in Dallas, we're coming through. We're coming to say hey. So I don't know what we're going to see. I don't know if we're going to see a locked up building, if it's open, if, you know, I don't know. Right. So whenever I'm back, we're going to go and see what's going on.
Yeah, well, it's probably closed, especially if
that's what he said. Right. Because he was like, well, she have her husband and her family. And, you know, and shoot, it's just me. And then I'm like, you know, I'm like recruiting you. Cousin Linda, help me. He was like, you, Cousin London. Look, he put you and George and I in the same boat. He was like, you and Linda and George. Oh, Lord.
Oh, my goodness.
You three.
Mm-hmm. Well, I hate that clothes, because it had a lot of merchandise, and there were a lot of people that were interested in Africa stuff, because I know Michael Payne used to buy a lot of African artifacts. One of his co-workers' husband had one of those places like Tommy Lee, and he was all in art and mask, especially, because I know he was giving me lessons on the mask. He'd be telling me we're in Paris, and we went in some shop that sold a lot of stuff from Africa, and he went in and was trying to let the salesperson know that he knew a lot about African masks. And no, he wasn't going to buy nothing, but just went in there to kind of show off and show his little knowledge.
Right.
I don't know if he ever bought anything from Tommy Lee or not. He never mentioned it to me.
But that merchandise really helped people, too, because that weekend I was there, Easter weekend 22, we sold 3,000, and really that was not like a bad day. But look, the rent was just $900, so it's easy to take care of the rent, and then, you know, stay up to date with the vendors and getting stuff in.
I didn't know he sold as much stuff as he did, because I would, I think you had posted something online, and I was like, well, if I had known he sold soap and oil
right.
and stuff, hair and all that, I'd have been trying to get a lot of stuff from him.
And the tonic? And the tonic? Because he sent back tonic for Uncle Herman, my sister and brother. They found out what the tonic was for. They both got it. I think I might have gotten a little bottle to Uncle Herman, but oh, my brother and sister, they were like, we need that. Oh, no. But, yeah, the tonic, I mean, the merchandise really helps people. Stuff that you and I use, stuff that Mr. Buckley used to use, you know, that can heal naturally. Holistically, people need this stuff.
Right. Well, I'm going to get on off the phone. It's approaching news time, but you say you got the card and the money and everything.
Yes.
Right.
And I'll make sure they get their money also. Yeah, I had told them, I need to tell them again about the other money. But when I get it on my catch up, I send it to them. I see them when they come. When they surprises me. They'll show up. Ah, okay. Mm-hmm. But yeah, I would love to go to the church in person real soon. That weekend, you and Jamie had talked about coming. I thought that we might get over there that weekend. But
mm-hmm.
yeah. But right, because when I don't know, but it seemed like what's going on is what. Tommy predicted, but I don't know what's going on with the house size. I don't know anything, but we'll find out when I get there, because, you know, we'll go to, we can go to Trader's Village, like, hey, we just want to say hi, like, if is it locked up, and if they offer, hey, if you want it, yes, what do we need to do?
If you moved over here, what you going to do with your mama's house? Or your house now?
Well, you know, I found a location over here too, because he and I already had planned opening both locations. Look, my school wanted me to come back to school before the holidays. I'm like, well, I'm taking care of the house, so I got to get things straight with the house before I, you know, because I need my esthetician's license, because people talk about money. That's doing something that I love, and I can make a lot of money. And you know, get with my esthetician's license. And that's one thing Mother did say, too, be sure to get your esthetician license, too, and make that money. But, and I'm not a spring chicken. Hey, I was a spring chicken then. I'm sure not a spring chicken now, but thank God that I've been healed from so much. So thank you, Jesus, on that. But houses, this is all I got, and I gotta take care of it. Got to take care of it and be able to afford to go back and forth to both places. Yeah.
For a regular job.
But, you know, I'm not doing anything that'll get me in trouble with the law. That's why I'm not, like, if I'm not invited to come to the house, if I'm not invited, you know, to do anything, because early on, I told Beverly, I said, tell Dietra to, you know, that Tommy said do this and do that and, keep the phone safe, because all the clients and all the vendors are in the phone, you know, and I never did hear from her. So I'm like, you know me, I've never been in trouble with the law, and I'm not going to get in trouble, like trespassing or, you know, when I come back in town, I might say, well, can I get the few items that I left in the house, you know, or something like that, but then maybe not even worry about it, because it's only, you know, like a sweatsuit and some boots. I'm glad I didn't leave a lot of stuff like he had wanted me to, because he sent a lot of stuff back with me. And so I'm glad I didn't leave a lot of stuff, but he did tell me that, you know, his time was coming near. Yeah. And he was concerned about my health too, because I was so fat. Look, he was so concerned about me dropping dead too, because I was so fat.
Had he been sick or something?
No, he had doctor's appointments. That's why he was unable to come to Dallas. See, I didn't know. I should have. I didn't get my ticket for Fort Worth. I got my ticket from Dallas. So he had doctor's appointments that Monday morning. That's why he wasn't driving all the way to Dallas to come get me. And so I rode the train to Fort Worth, finally.
Mm.
But he had told me to come for a week, and I don't know exactly. He had high blood pressure. He had diabetes. But he was getting around doing his due, and he was getting on that stationary bike, and he was working, and he was showing me how important it was for me to get back healthy, because it's for my life period anyway, but especially if I was going to be help working at the store with him and also opening one here in Jackson. Like, you have to be in top shape to handle this stuff. And he sure was telling the truth on that, because that stuff, that effort, like you were saying, that's authentic stuff. That stuff is heavy. That furniture and that artwork, oh, my God. I see why Salt Bae work out the way he does, because those steaks and burgers, they heavy. I said that on purpose that way. They heavy. I see why he worked out so much, because that meat is heavy. And he like to eat like we do, too, and he don't want to be fat.
Yeah, especially eating meat.
Mm. Right. Because that's why I scheduled the show for 45 minutes, because I thought you liked to watch the 5 o'clock news. I like the 5 and 5:30.
Yeah, the 5 o'clock news kind of repeats, and so I can watch that when it comes on at 6, but I definitely need to watch the 5:30 news with David.
And I've been wanting to ask, you and I both love him. We have crushes on him, obviously. But I have been wanting to ask you also what's going on in Dallas with springtime.
I go to work and come home. You know, Dallas always has a lot going on. But
right.
I don't really keep up with it because I know I'm not going anywhere.
Uh-huh.
And I go to work and come home, and Jamie, I guess he on the outs with me and Laverne again. We don't know what's going on with him.
What did Laverne do?
Nothing. Girl, you don't have to do nothing to Jamie. He gets stuff fixated in his mind where he thinks you have done something to him. And when he gets ready, he'll call and say, well, how come you didn't call to check on me? Hell, and when I try to check on you, you know, he's giving me a little curt answer, be real short. When Laverne calls him, he won't even answer the phone with Laverne, and she'll just leave a voicemail, and she'll send him a text message, and he won't text her back. And I'm like, well, honey, I guess he's on his period again. So when he'll contact us when he wants to.
That Jamie is a character. Oh, my God. You make me think about, I know we got to go, but you make me think about your friend Michael. I wonder if he's ever been to Paris, Beckett. I wonder if he's ever been there.
I don't know. I have no idea what Michael's doing. I don't even know if Michael's still alive. Because I can't find, you know, I tried to look him up on Facebook and stuff. And I don't have his old phone number. If I had his old phone number.
Oh, Michael Payne, right? What's his middle initial? I'll try to find him. And then your other friend was Ambrose. That's another friend. What was his first name?
Paul
Ambrose and Michael Payne. Well, I hope they're still alive.
Jamie tried to look them up, and he couldn't find anything. Because I was like, you know, I tried to search them on Google and Facebook and stuff. And so I don't know. And I did have Paul's telephone number, and I called him a couple of years. And I met him through my former hairdresser, Clarence. And Clarence would call.
You did get back with Clarence, right? When the last time you talked to him?
I talked to Clarence probably about 6 weeks ago. We don't talk often, but we do touch.
He's in Dallas?
Yeah, he and his wife live in Oak Cliff.
Oh, okay, cool.
Mm-hmm. But anyway, cuz, I'm going to get on off the phone. Love you, and I will talk to you whenever. When's the next show?
Sunday, yeah. I might do a show tomorrow, but definitely Sunday. You and the ladies will be having fun.
Yeah, we'll be.
So I'll make sure I look for your pictures on tomorrow. because they both those places sound interesting. Hey, look, it's been raining and cloudy here all day, and now the sun is out. How does it look over there?
It's still overcast over here. It rained. It wasn't real hard rain or anything, just rain, but it's overcast still.
Okay. Well,
all right.
Talk with you on Sunday on the show, and I'll be looking at your pictures tomorrow.
Okie dokie.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Love you. Okay, bye-bye.
Love you, too.
Oh, bye-bye. Linda, have you talked to Amir? Wait, have you talked to Amir recently? How's she doing?
Mm-hmm.